What I have learned through meeting different people from all over the world, I've just found that all of them want to be acknowledged as who they are, and they're looking for the space they belong to.
What is it like to move countries, learn a new language, live in a new culture? This is Messages of Hope, and I'm Tanya Nelson. Today we hear Rika's story of coming from Japan to Australia and the challenges she faced learning to belong in a completely new culture.
I'm from Japan, and in 2002, I came here as a student. And after studying and working in Adelaide for 6 years, I went back to Japan to live again. Then got married in 2010 and got pregnant, came back to Australia in 2014.
Why did you come back to Australia?
Well, that time my husband and I were living in Yokohama, which is a city next to Tokyo. And people were working long time. We were living in a small apartment. We couldn't imagine ourselves bringing up children in a tiny flat, working such long hours. We just wanted to have a bit more freedom.
Was it hard to make new friends in Australia? You said you had a young family at the time.
We didn't have our mum and dad to support us. My husband and I had to go for the interview at school for the children. But children are not allowed to be there. And who is going to look after the children? We don't have any support, no family, no relatives. And neighbours are busy too. The children need you. But still, we need to get connected as an adult to somebody else. But people think, oh, Rika is handsful, so busy, she might not have any time to chat with us, and then they hesitate to contact me. But still, we have this longing to be local as well, not staying forever as international, but we want to be involved in the Australian community.
You're listening to Messages of Hope. Be inspired and encouraged by following Messages of Hope on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Rika moved to Australia from Japan with a young family. Living in Australia, she was desperate to belong, but found it difficult.
I sometimes feel I don't belong here. I'm just like a temporary living in this community, but not really belonging because I don't have a history here. And I don't have any like older generation related to me living here. So I have to cultivate everything by myself. If I don't move, nothing expands. So always making efforts to get to know people or extend the community, but it really requires energy. And sometimes you just want to be withdrawn in your own bedroom and watch YouTube or whatever. But when I feel very lonely, I don't need much advice or solution for that, but I need listening ear.
You weren't a Christian before coming to Australia, but you are now. Can you tell us about that journey?
In my whole life in Japan, I've never ever met Christian. I went to a huge university, like 1,000 students in my year, but I've never heard anyone I go to church. And the Christianity for me was like something belonged to Hollywood. I didn't even know Jesus was from Middle East. In my image, he was American. And I came to Australia and I met Christian Japanese. And they prayed before the meals, and they sometimes invited me to their place, and then they prayed for my exam. These people are a bit weird. And they gave me the Bible, and it was like, I can't read this book. It doesn't make any sense to me. But friends in my age asked me to come to their Bible study, the young people's Bible study, and they said, oh, we'll provide you the meal. Yes, I'm coming. My friend was fantastic cook. So I went to her house and then I enjoyed the meal with friends. And then after we had a Bible study. And I was quite surprised. But they were seriously talking, how can I live? And how can I give and surrender my life? And that was completely different. But I saw them praying for each other. And I just wanted it. Because making efforts and my own knowledge and ability was everything I could rely on. But that was very fragile. But they had somebody else. And that was the beginning of my journey. And I really didn't have a good relationship with my father. So when always people prayed in the beginning, they say, Heavenly Father, or, you know, Gracious Father. I had a really bad image of the Father controlling you, manipulating you, and they know everything right. But when I met the pastor and then other people at the church, it quite changed my image of male. And one day I saw my Australian friend resting her head on Father's shoulder and her father's arm just holding her shoulder. And I was like, wow, I've never seen this before. And then I felt like, if this is a father they are talking about, maybe, yes, it's worth exploring.
Rika's now the cross-cultural coordinator at her church. Can you tell us how that happened, Rika?
Previous cross-cultural coordinator was retiring, and that time I was a volunteer at Glenwood Church, and we were asking, so who's going to look after us? You know, we do not abandon us. We have children and we want this playgroup and coffee and chat, everything going. Who is going to do that? And this lady was saying, oh, God will provide. Okay, we will pray for that. And later on, my very dear friend, she was Christian, and she was like my mentor since I became Christian. She had a terminal cancer, and she passed away when she was 53. She was from Singapore, I was from Japan. We had a language barrier when we met each other, but she was always loving and caring, and she learned Japanese to understand me. I thought I would like to be like her. You know, maybe not famous, not powerful in the society, but she was always saying, Rika, Jesus' cross is only something you can rely on, pray and tell people gospel. And that just hit my mind. And after that, I was asked to apply for this position. I felt like God was calling. Not really because I was capable, but because he was there and he said, I will be there to help you. So I applied for it and they took me.
So what does your role look like?
I basically welcome people, talk to people, and I organize the midweek activities like exercise, coffee and chat, playgroup, mainly music, and so on. And share my faith and then listen to people if they want some listening ears. And, like, you know, I have so many people coming from different countries in midweek activities. Many are Muslims and many are atheists and many came here as refugees. And in the beginning, it takes a while to get to know them because they have established these barriers, the bars very high. But if you are around them all the time, laughing and smiling and then eating just next to them, and they hear you laughing, and they gradually open their heart and then start talking and then start to ask questions. Oh, which restaurant is good? And you suggest some restaurant, or I can take you there. Yeah, do you want to go with my family? And you go together, and then your relationship starts. Some people are concerned if they can understand what we are saying fully. But we are not expecting people to understand our accent completely from the first time we meet them. I know it will take time. So you just smile and shake hands and say, welcome. And if they see your smile all the time, just being there, sitting next to them, they just feel safe. Even though they don't understand you, they feel safe. So please do not underestimate your smile and this kind action. And also, maybe it's better not to categorize people. Everyone's different. So get to know them as a person. We all humans, even though we look different, we speak different languages, but we all have happiness, sadness, loneliness, and bitterness, everything all the same. Even the Australians, some Australians come to our coffee and chat. Some of them are very lonely. Maybe they had an issue, the family background, or separation from their partners. Everyone looking for the space they can belong to. We are all humans. We are all the same, in a way.
Hi, I'm Tanya Nelson, and you've been listening to Messages of Hope. You can watch videos on this topic and many other challenges we face in life to discover that there is hope at messagesofhope.org.au. And you can also subscribe for free to this weekly program at messagesofhope.org.au or call 1-800-353-350. That's 1-800-353-350. Thank you for listening to Messages of Hope.